Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
42-25, ladies and gentlemen, 42-25. Out of all the predictions that came in yesterday on the text line and by phone, we did not have one that was 42-25. In fact, we didn't really have one that was anywhere close to that. I don't believe most people thought it would be a 17-point game. 42-25 LSU victorious last night over Clemson, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Big shocker, right? Big surprise. A huge show coming your way today right here on ESPN Upstate. I'm Cole Bryson, Diesel in the house as always. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. If you stayed up for the Midnight Madness last night, we would love to hear from you. You can get your thoughts in all show by calling in 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. Text in by texting 71307. Start your message with ESPN. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to start off with the very first text, the only text that has come in so far, and it is two words. Dabo sucks. Already coming in on the text line by texting 71307. You can get your thoughts in by texting into the program as well. Also on Twitter, I'm at the Cole Bryson. Tweet the show at ESPN Upstate as well. So many ways for you to get in touch. Oh, man, just a ton to get to. I want to let you know that Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, will join the program in just over an hour. Don Munson had a great call last night for the Clemson Tigers, and he will join us at 1:20 p.m. to talk about last night's loss for Clemson and what it means for Clemson going forward. At 2:20 p.m., we will talk to Ben Hall. Ben Hall, a former Clemson Tiger, also a former Burns Rebel right here in the upstate, played at Clemson a few years in the NFL as well. Ben Hall, now a local guy, a former Tiger. We will talk to him and get his thoughts on the game last night. So much to get to. What went wrong for Clemson? Clemson fans complaining about the refs. I think we kind of hit that nail on the head yesterday, Diesel, as we talked about that, a prediction to come, and the prediction held true. There were several questionable calls last night, or no calls, if you will, and I'm sure there are upset Clemson fans still right now. Is this it for LSU? Is this LSU team the best ever? So many topics to cover today on the show. Stay tuned right here on ESPN Upstate, 12 to 3 p.m. I have a couple of thoughts about Clemson, about Trevor Lawrence, on why I think Clemson's chance to be back on top of the college football world is diminishing. I'll give you those thoughts a little bit later on in the program. But Diesel, if you stayed up, which, by the way, that's an entire different topic of conversation on why this game took so long. Were you able to make it through the entirety?
I was the only one in my party of five who stayed awake. We had a child that fell asleep at halftime. We had an adult child that fell asleep in the middle of the midway through the third quarter, and he had money on the game. His wife fell asleep at the end of the third quarter. Somebody else fell asleep middle of the fourth quarter, and that was all she wrote.
And you stayed up.
It was me and the dog.
Well, listen.
His name is RJ, by the way.
I don't know if the ratings – obviously, when the ratings come out for last night's game, we'll be able to look. But, Diesel, I don't know, man. Like, I get that you this time of year, NFL playoffs draw a big bucket. You can't really compete – on a Saturday or a Sunday because of the NFL playoffs, and you don't want to – it's not so much that you can't compete. I think it's you'll want that Monday to be focused solely on the college football national championship. But I'm just going to be honest. A Monday night at 8:30 where the first half lasts 2 hours, that's a little much. And I hate to sound like the grumpy old man, but why in the world is it is 10:30 was halftime? It was halftime at 10:30.
That's gotta make that long. Money, man. You know what? It's not about you. It's not about your ability to stay awake. It's about making that money.
Why couldn't they play
cheddar,
it on a
baby.
Saturday night.
It's about that cheddar, that paper.
Just play it on a Saturday. Play it on a Friday night for Pete's.
Drink a Red Bull. Everybody complaining about the game going late. Drink a Red Bull. You'd be fine. It's like $2.
You
can go to Publix right now and get one, get two for $5. That's what I got yesterday.
So is that what got you through?
That was my secret. I had a Red Bull.
Man, it was tough. It was tough to stay, you know, obviously stayed awake for the game, but as the night got longer, I mean, seriously, the first half, a two-hour first half, that's just a
really
long.
It was. It's turning into the Super Bowl. They're turning it into an opportunity to sell. Just the commercials suck.
Yeah, the commercials weren't any, you know, anything to even
But
to
the
even
fun
talk
thing
about.
Is they don't even try. They're just regular commercials.
Before we get into the actual game, we have a text that comes in, ESPN for real, I am sitting at work. So hung over, why couldn't it be on a Friday night? See, there you go.
Also, well, why didn't you have a little personal responsibility not to get hammered on a night where you knew you had to go to work the next day? Come on, man. Quit blaming whoever puts the playoff together. It's your fault. You had 19 beers. Don't blame them.
Another text.
You're a big boy.
Not really sure what this means, but 14-1 is greater than 4-8, so no USC fans can talk smack. All right, we haven't heard any yet. I really, honestly, on Twitter and through social media, haven't seen any USC fans talk. Have you?
Probably that Dabo sucks guy is probably a
you
South Carolina fan.
Dabo sucks. You think so?
That guy probably.
You think Dabo probably. Sucks? The text that came in that says Dabo sucks. By the way, right before the show even started, Dabo sucks. So you can text in 71307, start your message with ESPN, getting some comical text in thus far on the text line. Diesel, before we get into this big snowball, and again, there are so many topics to hit before we start hitting those topics, your initial thoughts, now that you've had a night to sleep on it, on the game last night between Clemson and LSU.
Well, Clemson came out with a lot of emotion, played really, really well in that first quarter, especially those first two punts where they put LSU inside the five, two drives in a row. And then, you know, Joe Burrow did what we all thought Joe Burrow would do. He really maximized his skill set in that he scrambled and he made throws into tight windows.
Man.
And that's what he did all night long. And Joe Burrow was... for lack of a better word, vintage Joe Burrow. He was playing lights out last night. And when you're playing somebody who is that perfect, Trevor Lawrence was not perfect. Trevor Lawrence was making overthrows. He was making bad throws.
He wasn't good last
night. He was tossing it away a lot. And Trevor Lawrence did not play up to Trevor Lawrence's full potential. Joe Burrow played to 100% of Joe Burrow's potential.
Well, here's the deal. You mentioned the two punts. And when you're watching the game, Clemson gets the ball first. They have two or three plays that are just miraculous. You're thinking, okay, this is about to get really good. Clemson's, you know, come out guns a-blazing. They get down the field in no time. And then, you know, a bad play call sets them back a little bit. They don't get anything out of that first drive. They have to punt. And you mentioned the two punts that pinned LSU deep, Diesel. Yeah, that's good to pin LSU deep. You know, that works in the first half, but when you're playing a four-quarter football game, you can't expect for two punts to start the game to benefit you in any way. There's no way two punts are going to – I don't care if you pin them at the half-yard line. Two punts to start the game aren't going to benefit you. And I know you Dabo's clapping on the sideline. You got them pinned deep. You know, you make a sack near the goal line. You play really good defense, and you don't allow them to advance. But this is a four-quarter game. Clemson should have been up 14-0. Clemson up 14-0. You know that this game's going a lot different. And then what happened? Clemson did go up. Clemson went up 17-7, and you're thinking, man, Clemson's really rolling. You saw that championship experience come into play for that first quarter. But Diesel, imagine if it was 28-7 instead of 24-7 or 31-7. The two punts really were useless for Clemson in the grand scheme of things. This is not a one-half or a one-quarter ball game. This is a four-quarter football game where two punts, you know, I don't care if they're pinned at the one-yard line at the LSU one, they're meaningless. Clemson did start well, but guess what? They should have started a lot better. They gave up. There was a lot of wasted opportunities. They left a lot on the field at the start of that game. And you mentioned the turn. All of a sudden, Joe Burrow found it. He connected on a couple of deep balls. And when Joe Burrow got going, nothing was going to stop Joe Burrow. By the way, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence not having a good night. Trevor Lawrence last night in the national championship game, 18 of 37, 234 yards. He averaged 6.3 yards per throw, zero touchdowns, and zero interceptions. What if I would have told you yesterday, right here on this show, that Trevor Lawrence in the national championship games through four quarters will not throw a touchdown pass? Would you have believed that? That Trevor Lawrence will not throw one touchdown all night? Joe Burrow, by the way, 31 of 49, 463 yards, almost 500 yards of passing from Joe Burrow. You talk about seasoned. Joe Burrow was incredible last night. Trevor Lawrence got outplayed, and the LSU defense showed up, not in the first quarter, but the LSU defense showed up when it needed to. And Trevor Lawrence was very bad last night. Again, 18 of 37, just 234 yards compared to Burrow's 463 yards. And Clemson, Trevor Lawrence didn't throw one touchdown pass. How do you not throw a touchdown pass in the national championship game? How do you not throw one touchdown pass? By the way, last year in the national championship game where Clemson defeated Alabama 44-16, Trevor Lawrence was 20 of 32. 347 yards with three touchdowns and a 91.5 quarterback rating. So there's a big difference in Trevor Lawrence's stats from last year's national championship to this year's. He threw for over 100 yards more last year in the national championship against Alabama than he did this year against LSU. He threw for three more touchdowns last season in the national championship against Alabama than he did last night against LSU. 18 of 37 with no touchdowns isn't going to get it done in the national championship game. It may get it done against Louisville or against Wake Forest or against South Carolina, but when you're playing the best of the best, 18 of 37 for 234 and zero touchdowns, it's not going to cut it. It's just not. And Travis Etienne, 15 carries last night, 78 yards, one touchdown. He had a 29-yarder. That was his longest. But what did I tell you yesterday, right here on this show? Travis Etienne needs 20 to 25 carries at a minimum. I know that sounds like a lot, but when you're playing in the national championship game and you have the best running back in the country, you only give it to Etienne 15 times? 15 times. 78 yards. By the way, did you see Etienne run the ball last night? When he did run, he was running with a head of steam. There wasn't much stopping Etienne. But you only give it to him 15 times. How do you, as Clemson, as the coaching staff, as Dabo Swinney, as Tony Elliott, how do you underuse someone in such a big way? 15 carries? Are you kidding me? In a national championship game, not only did he only have 78 yards, he got outplayed by Clyde Edwards for LSU, who had 16 carries and 110 yards. 16 carries, 110 yards, and Travis Etienne only gets 15 carries. And it seemed like if you were watching the game in the first half, a lot of those short little cute passes to Etienne, I don't know where in the world those came from. What playbook were those out of? Because they weren't working. Etienne had five receptions for 36 yards. He had a 19-yard reception in the second quarter. But, man, if I'm Tony Elliott this morning or this afternoon or any time this offseason, and I look at this box score where Travis Etienne had 15 carries and 78 yards, you know, that's a decent game. But when you play in the ACC, if you're playing against Louisville or Georgia Tech, that's not a good game when you're Travis Etienne. You should have 178 yards. He's the best running back in the country. But instead, they give it to him 15 times. 15 times. Trevor Lawrence was the second leading rusher on the team, not far behind Etienne, with 50 yards on the ground. 15 times. That's one of the topics I want to talk about later on in the show. Tony Elliott, a very good coordinator, one of the best in the country, has done a great job at Clemson and will be getting a lot more offers from other colleges around the country, as I'm sure he already has. But I put this on the ESPN Upstate Facebook page, and I want to know from you, the listener, here on ESPN Upstate, is there any blame to be put on Tony Elliott's shoulders for last night's play calling? Do you put any blame on the shoulders of Tony Elliott? 71307 is the number you can text into the show. 844-477-3776 is the number to call in. A lot of text coming in. Our friend who was late to work this morning because of his drinking habit last night said he doesn't recall the fourth quarter. He was late to work, and he does agree Dabo sucks. Bring back Clemsoning. Another text comes in that says it's time to regroup, rebuild, and rematch. Another text comes in and says the main reason Clemson's defense is ranked so high is the easy ACC schedule. It's easy to stop weak teams. LSU's defense was obviously better than Clemson's. Trevor Lawrence is overrated, and I have been saying this for months now, but nobody listens to me. I'm just reading several texts. Our text line blowing up right now. Etienne is a very good running back, but he's not the best. Georgia has three that are better, maybe four. I disagree. I think Etienne's the best in the country. Should have, would have, could have, give me a break. Ohio State was cheated out of it by terrible refereeing. Dabo can only win by cheating, whining, and all the calls for them and against the other teams for the last several years. Our text line absolutely blowing up. You can text in by texting 71307, 71307.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 844-477-3776.
I love all these little people lashing out, by the way.
I love it.
I love it.
I love the reaction. I want the reaction. 844-GSP, ESPN. Ryan wants to talk about Tony Elliott.
Hey, what's up, Cole?
What's going on?
Hey, first of all, some of these texters that are texting in about ETN not a good running back, Dabo cheats, blah, blah, blah. I'm on work. You need to stop texting. Put your phone down and just go sit in a corner somewhere. Give me a freaking break. Okay? Every bit of it should go against Tony Elliott. He needs to pack up, go to USF with Jeff Scott. How do you not give ETN the ball when they come down in the second half, drive the field with him running and score, and then they don't go back to him again? My four-year-old figured out that all you got to do is turn around and hand the ball off to ETN. Trevor Lawrence was off yesterday. Everybody has a bad game, but to say that he's not a good quarterback, to say he's overrated, you, sir, are a freaking moron, whoever text that is. Sit down, watch some football games. And Lonzo, I know you're an Ohio State fan, but I'm really sick and tired of hearing people say that the refs cheated. Give me a break. The referees don't run the ball. The referees don't throw the ball. The referees do not drop touchdown passes in the end zone. The referees don't punch the ball in from the red zone when they get in it 200 times in the first quarter. Give me a freaking break, people.
Ryan, I'm going to check the text messages and see if your theory is correct. See if that is Lonzo texting in on behalf of Ohio State.
Thanks for the call, man. 844-477-7376. Time for a break. We will continue this conversation on the other side. Cole Bryson with you today right here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back with you on ESPN Upstate. Absolutely, just reading texts coming in. Absolutely great game last night. I'm trying to get to all of them. Trevor Lawrence is great against ACC teams and sucky SEC teams, but last night it was shown that he's not the great against great teams. What if he had to play the likes of LSU's schedule to get there last night? I doubt we would be having this conversation about Clemson. It's easy to win a 9-round fight when you only have to show up in the 9th round to do it, i.e. Clem Tech schedule. Also, Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin.
Trolls are great.
Oh, I can't even get through them. Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin's a much better running back than ETN. The bravado from South Carolina fans today is amazing. Acting like the last bowl they were in wasn't the Belk Bowl, where they played Virginia, and lost and were shut out. Clemson played one good defense last season. It's hard to prepare for something you're not used to seeing. Speed kills. And the last text that has come in said, excuse me, two more. I'm saying two more, and they're continuing to come in.
By the way, always include the word ESPN in your text messages. It's because we share a text line with another radio station, and it filters your messages to us. If you include the word ESPN, if you don't, it could get lost in the ether. We want to make sure we see it. So,
continuing as these texts come in, Ryan that called is speaking truth. We had a bad night. Coaches and players, we will be back. This loss could be good for Trevor. 2020 revenge season. See you in September. Also, a texter text in. In addition, Marcus Lattimore's high school senior year, he ran the ball 17 times in the state championship. Result, loss. And then probably the most comical text so far, Lawrence looks a lot like Kalinske when he has to play a good team.
Oh, God.
Man.
Harsh.
You got to love it. The text line blowing up. That's 71307. Text 71307. Please start your message with ESPN. 844-477-3776 is the number you can get in touch with the program. I want to let you know it is the 12 o'clock hour, and every hour you have a chance at free money. Here is your chance at free money. It's the $1,000 free cash stash right here on ESPN Upstate. The key word this hour is storm, S-T-O-R-M. The key word for this hour is storm. Text the key word to 72881. That's 72881. Good luck. That's the $1,000 free cash dash on ESPN Upstate. ETN got shut down last night. A text comes in a minute ago, and then the last one that we have on the screen as of right now. Imagine if Clemson had to play Florida this week and Georgia next week. Just a lot to react to regarding these texts. ETN got shut down. I wouldn't agree with that at all, matter of fact. I would actually say no, ETN did not get shut down. What shut him down was the coaching staff only handing him the ball 15 times. He had 78 yards on 15 carries, averaged 5.2 yards per carry. I would not say that he got shut down. I think ETN is one of the best. Like I said, I think he's the best running back in the country. And when you only give him the ball 15 times in a game where Trevor Lawrence is off, there's a lot to be said about that. 15 carries, 78 yards, that's not exactly shutting him down. But I think if you're saying the coaching staff shut him down, maybe, yeah. The coaching staff shut him down by not giving him the football. They should have given him the football more. 25 carries. Give him 25 carries and see what happens. Things are probably going to be a lot different. 71307. Clemson will not be back next year because they will have to play four or five top five or top 10 teams to get there. Oh, wait. That's South Carolina. Not really sure. I don't think they're going to have. No, they won't play top. They will not play four top five teams next year to get their schedule. We looked at that yesterday. Diesel did, and it is not competitive once again next season.
You have to go undefeated next year if you want to stand a chance to get in.
You do, and that's what we talked about in regards to our conversation yesterday regarding the playoff expansion, Diesel. Right now, with it being four teams, Clemson has to go undefeated. They did this year. They'll have to again next year. Going off of that text that came in, I do believe Clemson's chance to be back on top of the college football world is diminishing. I will tell you why after this next break. Also, I do believe Trevor Lawrence will bounce back next season. He will be hoisting a trophy after next season, in my opinion. I didn't say what kind of trophy. But I do believe Trevor Lawrence will be hosting a trophy. I will tell you what trophy that is coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Diesel, they released the top 25 college football rankings. Now that the college football season is over, you have those.
I do. Do you want to go 25 to 1 or 1 to 25?
Let's go 25 to 1.
Okay.
And when we do this, I want to, obviously before this break, I want to get these in. And as we go through these, I want to ask ourselves and ask the audience out there, it's a yes or no question. Is this team that finished top 25, does this team have a chance to be competitive for the college football playoff next season? Start okay. At 25.
Number 25, you got 8-5 Texas.
Texas.
Number 24, you got a 10-3 UCF.
I'll go Texas no, UCF no. All right.
Okay. Number 23 is a 12-2 Boise State.
No.
Number 22 is an 11-2 Air Force.
Absolutely not.
21 is an 11-3 Cincinnati.
Absolutely not.
20 is an 11-2 Navy.
Absolutely not.
19 is a 13-1 App State.
Absolutely not.
18 is a 9-4 Michigan.
No, I know a lot of people are high on Michigan and Harbaugh to eventually get there, but I'm going to say no, I don't believe they'll be competitive next year for the playoff.
If Michigan hadn't got there with Harbaugh by now,
exactly.
He's going to end up being a Mark Richt
exactly.
In Ann Arbor.
Yes.
Number 17 is a 12-2 Memphis, who played Penn State really tough
they did.
In that bowl game. Number 16 is 11-3 Utah.
Utah's interesting because they don't play anybody. they could be in the conversation for the college football playoff because all they got to do is, you know, win their regular season, which isn't the best, but I am going to say no.
Number 15 is a 10-3 Iowa.
No.
14 is a 9-4 Auburn.
You lost four games this year. So when you look at next year, going from a four-loss season to maybe a potentially one-loss season in the SEC with LSU emerging, I'm going to say no.
13 is an 11-3 Baylor.
No, absolutely not.
Number 12 is an 11-2 Notre Dame.
Yeah, I believe they can be. Again, Notre Dame, you know, they don't play anybody either. They're not in a conference. I believe year in and year out, Notre Dame has a chance to put themselves in that college football playoff picture.
Number 11 is a 10-4 Wisconsin.
No.
Number 10 is an 11-2 Minnesota.
No.
Number 9 is 11-2 Penn State.
No.
Number 8 is 11-2 Alabama.
Absolutely. Yes, of course.
How did Alabama get ranked 8 while Georgia's number 4? We're gonna get there. But okay, number 7 is 12-2 Oklahoma.
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they're competitive as far as the college football playoff goes next year, losing hurts.
Number 6 is an 11-2 Florida.
Yes, I think they are.
Number 5 is a 12-2 Oregon.
Yes.
Number 4 is a 12-2 Georgia.
Yes.
Number 3, 13-1 Ohio State.
Yep.
Number 2, 14-1 Clemson.
Yep.
Number 1, LSU, 15-0.
LSU's interesting. Again, we'll get to this. We're about to hit a break. We'll get to this on the other side. But where does LSU go now? They lose Burrow. Obviously, you emerge as the top dog. But up next, we'll talk about it. Will LSU be competitive? Will they be in contention for a college football playoff next season? I'm Cole Bryson. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's ESPN Upstate, the day after the national championship. Your reactions, your calls, your text, all coming up.
Last night on the last night while I was live tweeting the game,
yeah.
I knew I was going to upset the apple cart here just a little bit.
Okay.
I knew exactly what I was doing. I tweeted out from at ESPN Upstate, blame the environment, blame the officiating. Whatever you do, don't give LSU any credit. Just predicting our calls for tomorrow.
Jason, I saw that. That's funny.
Jason Walls tweets, then you would sound like an Ohio State fan. LSU just played better last night. Congrats and move on. Be right back in it again next year. Go Tigers.
I love it. And, you know, we talked about that on the show yesterday, what our calls and texts would look like. And we were pretty accurate. You were. All right. 71307 is the number you can text into the program. I didn't see Wake Forest play this year. How good is the quarterback who left and transferred to Georgia? All right. Not sure what that's about. Can't understand the coaching.
Yeah, their starting quarterback transferred out.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm not sure about Wake Forest. Just being honest, Wake Forest doesn't have much of a storyline today. Can't understand the coaching thoughts with regards to the run. All right. Even champions have to lose occasionally. Clemson unseeded, undefeated national champions next year as they beat Ohio State again in the national championship. Sorry, Lonzo. That's Donnie in Landrum. Smokin' Joe, good as advertised and more. Jamar Chase equals enough said. ETN should have had 30 carries. Inexcusable. I absolutely agree with that. I just used the Google machine and searched, when was the last time the South Carolina football program was relevant? Google returned no results. I don't know what does South Carolina have to do with this conversation
he,
today.
He goes on to say, "Shut it, fighting Will Muschamps. Kids' table is over there." Points at Vanderbilt. He's talking to all the South Carolina trolls coming out today.
Listen, if there's South Carolina trolls out today, you know what you let them do, Clemson fans? You let them be trolls. You let them talk. You let the kid at the lunch table talk, who has no idea what he's talking about. The kid who didn't make the sports teams and you had already won a ring as a high school football player, the kid at the end of the table who's talking trash, let him talk.
It's a fun day when the tuba player is trash-talking the starting quarterback for not winning.
Why do Clemson fans care what South Carolina fans have to say today? Since when does that matter? I mean, I love Clemson fans getting riled up today by a South Carolina Gamecock. Be better than that. South Carolina hasn't played a football game in a month. Be better. You don't care what South Carolina fans have to say. The text that came in, South Carolina football program was relevant. No results. Yeah, that's nice. And listen, I get it. You don't want to hear any crap from South Carolina fans the day after you lose a national championship. I get that. But guess what? South Carolina's never won a national championship. Let them be who they are. Let them be to the level that they are. Don't stoop down there to their level and get upset because a Gamecock is saying something about your team who lost a national championship. A text comes in, 71307, by starting your message with ESPN. It's lovely that even though Clem Tech is in the national championship game, we are still in and on their mind. That, my friend, is true love. I would agree. It is true love. True love does exist when you're still arguing with the Gamecock fans. Personally, coming from someone who does pull for the Clemson program, who cares? Who cares what they say? Their team won 4 games. Who cares? Let it go. It was between you and LSU. All right, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN is the number you can call in. Matthew wants to talk about the South Carolina fans. Go ahead, Matthew.
How are you? Hello?
Hey, man, you got us?
Hello?
Matthew, can you hear us?
Matthew is evidently having trouble hearing us, so we will continue to try to get him on the phone. He was wanting to talk about the South Carolina fans, 844-477-3776. We'll try again. Matthew, you good to go, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, great show, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I take umbrage about how you're talking about South Carolina fans, which I am happen to be one of.
All right. Give me what you got.
Well, look, I mean, if you're coming from a place where you're saying South Carolina fans are calling or saying really negative things about Clemson and they're acting, you know, whatever. So you're saying, yeah, let them talk. But, you know, just because South Carolina is not nearly as good a football team as Clemson at the moment, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't have a valid opinion as to, you know, what happened with last night's game.
No, you're absolutely 100% correct. A lot of Gamecock fans do have very reasonable opinions. But what I'm saying is, as a Clemson fan, there's no reason a Clemson fan should care what a South Carolina fan has to say today.
South Carolina fan, whether it's football or basketball or whatever, shouldn't care, vice versa. You're right. But, you know, I just think that it's really funny. I think it's hysterical with all the calls you're getting because, you know, Trevor Lawrence is the worst quarterback now. I mean, you know, I really followed this kid when he was in high school, and I'm not sure that I ever saw anything as good as him. And you know, his first year playing, same kind of thing. And, boy, Clemson fans are really tough. You know, the kid has a tough game, and, you know, he's no good anymore. I just think that it's a double-edged sword with Clemson, okay? Here's the deal. When they play the schedule that they play, the bad side is they're not playing anyone good.
Yes.
And when they play someone really, really good, it's hard for them to prepare because of that. And then the other edge of that sword is because they don't play anyone really that great. Just if you think about Florida State University back in the 90s, then, you know, what happens is you're a bit more rested. You're a bit, you know, you're not quite, you know, football's a war. You're not quite, haven't been in that war. So when you come to the table, you know, you're a little bit more rested. So it's a double-sided sword. There's advantages and disadvantages. Anyone who says, you know, they don't play anyone, so they're no good, obviously they're idiots. But that's the double-edged sword. You know, Clemson's a great team, and they lost last night to a team that was better last night. And I think whether Etienne, you know, ran 15 times or 20 times, this offensive coordinator, he's done a great job, you know, this year, last year. I think we got to talk maybe about the defensive coordinator. I think they gave up like 41, 42 points. So,
yeah, Matthew,
it was just a tough game.
And I'm not entirely certain that the guy texting in saying that Lawrence was no good was a Clemson fan.
Yeah, he could have been a South Carolina.
I'm sure he's probably not a Clemson fan throwing Trevor Lawrence under the bus. But you're right. It's fun. When you lose a game like this, there is a sudden rush to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We had one bad game. Let's get the defensive coordinator out of there.
Let's get
the offensive play caller out of there. I mean, he only took you to 14-1 this season. These guys only took you to 14-1, but all of a sudden they stink. We don't want them. Get them out of here. Bunch of bums.
Got to say this. We're about to hit a break, but let me say this. Matthew, great call. I completely agree about the analogy with the double-edged sword with Clemson's schedule. I could not agree more. Great stuff, man. Appreciate the call. We will continue. Last segment of hour number one coming your way. I'm Cole Bryson. You're listening to ESPN Upstate. This is too easy today, man. I mean, it's like just setting the food out there and letting people come eat. Clemson fans fired up. South Carolina fans, I have no clue why. They're fired up. Let's go to the phones and see who else is fired up. 844-477-3776 here in this short segment before the top of the hour. Cam, standing by. Go ahead, Cam.
It's Cam.
Go ahead, man.
This is Coach O. This is Coach O. I'm down here in Baton Rouge. I think we figured out real quick where the real Death Valley is. I told my wife at the second quarter, I said, baby doll, I said, go home and chill the bourbon. We didn't figure out this little punk defense here trying to run on us. I said, chill the bourbon, put on the purple and yellow panties. Big Tiger's going to come home, might turn into a lion later.
It's funny how Coach O sounds a lot like Mr. T at times.
Oh, my word. I put on the ESPN Upstate Facebook page. We'll get back to the phones in just a second. I said, is there any blame in your opinion on Tony Elliott? We had one comment or two comments that say no. LSU defense had a lot to do with it. Why am I not surprised? All right, somebody else says he did abandon the run, but LSU was the better team last night. And another comment says, no, LSU was just good. Back to the text line, 71307. Let's see where we are. Arguing with a Gamecock fan is like arguing with my wife. I'll never win, but I know I'm always right. Telling a Clemtech fan to swallow their pride, impossible. The pettiest Fairweather fans in the world. They've waxed us 6 years in a row now, but I took joy in watching them lose. The cherry on top is they looked like a regular team against a great team in the last text. Time to fire Dabo. That is funny. Probably a South Carolina fan messing. I'm sure if that's a Clemson fan and you're being serious, I hope you are okay today. Want to go back to the phones real quick before the break. Not much time.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, Aaron. Go ahead.
I'm a huge Princeton fan, man, and I'll be the first one to say, yeah, you know, we got our butts handed to us last night. You know, Trevor Lawrence didn't play a good game at all. You know, overthrowing receivers all night. And, I mean, you got to give credit to LSU and Joe Burrow, man. Great team, great win, and congrats on their national championship.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. 844-477-3776. A ton more to get to in hour number two, as well as hour number three. Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, joins us in about 20 minutes here on the program. A lot to get to regarding last night's games. You can continue to text in. Text 71307. Start your message with ESPN. Also, I'll tell you why I believe Trevor Lawrence will be hoisting a trophy at the end of next season. What trophy is that? We'll talk about it next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.